This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Hey, Matt Rothschild with you just for a few more minutes here on Matt and Air on Air. Jane is gone today, as is Greg, but Calvin is here on the box. And before I forget, Calvin, I want to thank you for helping me out here. It's been a fun morning. I've enjoyed doing the show. I want to thank Jane and Greg for letting me get behind the mic. And I want to thank our guests, most recently Sean Fetteplace of Main Street Alliance, Billy Feitlinger, longtime political activist here in Dane County who used to work for Russ Feingold. I want to thank the callers and the texters, and I want to remind people that coming up after the top of the hour is the talented Todd Alba on the Todd Alba Show. But right now, I mean, one of the funnest things when I'm driving around listening to Civic Media and listening to Matt and Air on Air is her delicious little daily item called This Shouldn't Be a Thing. So, Calvin, if you could play the intro to that, I will talk about the item that I found.
This shouldn't be a thing.
So this is from an article that the AP did a couple of weeks ago. And this shouldn't be a thing, breaking into a car with a bear outfit on. So here we go. California's seen its share of bears breaking into cars, but bears caught on camera entering luxury cars tipped off insurers that something wasn't quite right. In what it has dubbed Operation Bear Claw, the California Insurance Department said four L.A. residents were arrested, accused of defrauding three insurance companies out of nearly $142,000 by claiming a bear had caused damage to their vehicles. The group is accused of providing video footage from the San Bernardino Mountains in January of a bear moving inside a Rolls Royce and two Mercedes to the insurance companies as part of their damage claims. Photos provided by the insurance department show what appeared to be scratches on the seats and doors. The company viewing video of the Rolls-Royce suspected it wasn't a bear inside, but someone in a bear costume. Detectives found two additional claims with two different insurance companies for the four people with the same date of loss and at the same location. Similar video was provided of the so-called bear inside the Mercedes vehicles. The department had a biologist from the California Department of Fish and Wildlife review the three videos, and he concluded it was clearly a human in a bear suit. So don't go impersonating a bear if you are going to go making a little robbery. So this shouldn't be a thing, Calvin. Can you take us out on it?
This shouldn't be a thing.
And it reminds me, I don't know, Calvin, are you a believer in Bigfoot?
You know, maybe 10 years ago, but no, not anymore.
You know, that's what this story reminded me. Every time I'm on Facebook and I see one of those videos or so-called videos of so-called Bigfoot roaming around in the woods, a real glance, only a fleeting glance of Bigfoot, I have to laugh. And this story reminded me, it sounded like one of those Bigfoot videos. I believe that those Bigfoot videos are people in bear costumes, just like these people who were trying to defraud their insurance companies of what, $140,000. They got caught, as they deserve to be. So love that this shouldn't be a thing. I love Jane's show. I love the way Jane and Greg interact on Matt and Air on Air, and the way you interact, Calvin, with Jane and Greg. It's a terrific program here on Civic Media. It's been my pleasure to be with you on Civic Media this morning on the Jane Matinair on Air show. I do want to encourage people to give to Giving Tuesday tomorrow. There are all these great organizations, nonprofit organizations in Wisconsin who rely on your donations in these last few weeks of the year. Those tax-deductible donations sometimes make up 50% of a nonprofit's annual budget, 1 month makes up 50%. It's crazy, but that's how these organizations survive. So find an organization in Wisconsin that you want to support and give at any level. It doesn't matter. Just give them a small donation if that's all you can afford. It all adds up for these organizations on Giving Tuesday. I know Civic Media itself is supporting the Giving Tuesday effort, and I just want to reiterate how important it is. And I also want to stress the need to regather our strength here during the holidays. I think it's important, at least for me psychologically, not to watch a lot of news. I'd rather listen to Civic Media. I'd rather go online to find my news than to be bombarded by the images of Trump and the images of his horrible appointments that he's making. I'd rather take it quickly online and listen to it on Civic Media than suffer through watching him and watching his nominees and just getting my blood pressure to go up. We don't need our blood pressure to go up right now. We've got to regroup, gather our strength for the coming year, gather our strength here in Wisconsin for the big Wisconsin Supreme Court race that's coming up in April, and to keep up the fight. I know a lot of people were incredibly discouraged, as I was, on the evening of November 5th, but, you know, we got to live to fight another day, and we can't give up. We don't have the luxury of giving up. Bernie Sanders just posted recently a quick little line I wanted to share with you. He was talking about we got to take on Trump and the oligarchs. The best way to do that, he said, is to educate and organize, educate and organize. He added, we've got to expand our social media outreach. We've got to find grassroots leaders who are prepared to take on the powerful special interests. We got to find people to run for office. Bernie is right on all of that. So it's been my pleasure being with you and Calvin on Matt and Air on Air. Stay tuned for The Todd Albaugh Show, which I always enjoy listening to on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.